Like I've seen people's lives changed as they've come to know Jesus, and sometimes it sounds like, you know, you read about Jesus in the book, and it's just in the Bible, and it's just words on a page, or we sing about Jesus and it's words up on the screen. But I've seen people's lives transformed as they've come to know Jesus and continue to know Jesus. And that's the power of the resurrection. And that's why I asked those guys to speak about their stories today, because the resurrection of Jesus isn't something that happened 2,000 years ago and then that's done, that's over. It is over. Jesus is alive, but he's resurrecting us. Like there's that he's bringing that restoration to life. Like the old stuff, the stuff that causes us to be broken and to cause ourselves harm or to cause other people harm. God comes into that situation and he brings restoration and he brings life, and it's amazing. And like Caleb was saying and what Tessa was saying, like this is a constant thing. The other day I was listening to someone talking about Jesus, and it just blew my mind, and it felt to me, I mean, I've been a Christian since I was young. Still young, actually. Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah. And I felt like, oh, I was such a realization about the amazingness of Jesus. He's amazing. And I felt like I've only just become a Christian. That's what it felt to me last week. It's like, I'm just becoming a Christian now. Sounds weird. Anyway, Paul was understanding this when he wrote about Jesus. So Paul was a man, and he was an enemy of Jesus, and he would persecute those who put their faith in Jesus. He would chase after them and lock them up. And then one day Jesus appeared to Paul, a bit like how Jesus appeared to Caleb, like this shining light, and he shone this light on Paul, and the scales fell off Paul's eyes. And so Paul then began to understand what Jesus was all about, and he wrote about Jesus. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the image of the invisible God. So if you want to know what God looks like, then read about Jesus. And if you want to know what Jesus is like, then look at the cross. The firstborn of all creation. So today we celebrate resurrection, where Jesus came back to life. And Paul says that's the firstborn of all creation. Like for all of us that put our faith in Jesus, we're following in his footsteps. He's our older brother, the firstborn of the new creation, of all creation. For in him, all things in heaven and on earth were created. All things. Jesus, this guy who ends up on the cross and then was resurrected on Sunday, through him, all things were created. Last night, we were up near Palmerston North, and we're at a wedding. And Elena was getting a bit annoyed, so we're outside looking at the stars, and she really likes the moon. And I was looking at the moon, I was going, "Who made that?" And she didn't know, because she's not even two yet. And so I said, "Jesus made that moon." And we're looking at the stars. "Who made those?" I said, "Jesus made those." And there was a horse. "Who made the horse?" "Jesus made the horse." And then she goes, "Jesus' car?" "Jesus' pocket?" I said, "Oh no, Jesus didn't make those." Anyway, all things, I guess he kind of did indirectly, all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, through Jesus. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Like somehow in creation, Jesus is holding all things together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the head of this body, our church. And the church worldwide. Here's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Says it again, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have the first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things. So somehow through Jesus, we could be reconciled to God, the creator of the universe. Reconciled to God, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. And you and me, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, and sometimes still do. He has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under earth. He says, I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. Or I, James, I became a servant of this gospel. It's amazing. Jesus is amazing. And so the resurrection is a crazy, crazy time. I probably won't read through it in the Gospels, but after Jesus was crucified, all his followers were scattered and they were afraid. And so they ended up, a bunch of them in this room, probably exactly the same as this, an upstairs room, and they locked the doors because they were so scared. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appears to them out of nowhere. And it must have been real, because these guys, they were afraid, and then all of a sudden they weren't afraid, and they were able to share the message of what Jesus was about. Jesus changed their lives so much. And they, even though they faced hardships, the gospel message, the story of Jesus, isn't that life is going to be a bed of roses, or it's going to be all good. Because you look at everybody in the Bible, they still face hardships, they still face persecution and stink stuff. But they weren't separated from God. Somehow, God was in them by His Holy Spirit. He was within them, and He's blessing them with like an inner joy and an inner peace and a hope and a courage. Love. Did I say that one already? Love. That sounds pretty good. Imagine that all the time. This inner peace. This inner joy. It kind of sounds like what heaven would be. And it is what heaven is. And that's because the Bible also teaches about how the Holy Spirit within us is a foretaste of that. It's a foretaste of heaven. So how do we receive this new life that Jesus Christ died to give me? Or if you've been a Christian for years and years like me, like how do we go on receiving that new life and keep stepping into what He's promised? And it's simple. It's really simple. It's so simple that a four-year-old girl can believe it. Just believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Like believe in what He did. We believe in what He did when He walked on the earth. We believe in Him. Believe that He died on the cross for us. Because unfortunately, we can't ever get it right within ourselves. We believing that Jesus rose again, that on Good Sunday, on Easter Sunday, that He was resurrected. And we believe that he is alive today, that He's the King of Kings, the Lord of the universe, the Lord of Lords. We just got to believe in Jesus, and then we can enter into that new life that He has for us. It's very cool. It's very good news. So at home, we've got this laptop, and it broke a wee while ago, and so it doesn't have Wi-Fi. Well, it's a bit of a problem. Like, what good is a laptop without Wi-Fi? So I've been trying, like taking hours to try to fix it, and I discovered that I can't actually get the Wi-Fi in it to work. But if I plug it into my iPhone, then I can tether it, and I can somehow this laptop through the iPhone can connect to the internet. And it's a simple picture, but I believe that God was showing me something through it, that this new life that we've been talking about, or this connection with God, it's through tethering ourselves to Jesus. We tether ourselves to Jesus and His death. We tether ourselves to Jesus and His resurrection. And this tethering ourselves to Jesus means that life that He's come to give us, that we can take hold of that. That, like, firstborn from among the dead, it says. And so we can be... He can be our big brother, and we can be the next. It's also tethering ourselves to the source of life, to the source of goodness, to the source of hope and love and peace, the one that can fill us with peace and drive out anxiety. Connection with the Father. Connection with God. The death and the resurrection is a mystery that really, really blows my mind. And I can't understand it in all its fullness, but I really like to think about it as Jesus. He's fully human, and He's fully God. And Jesus was fully dead. Jesus was executed on the cross, and so He died. But because He's God and He's perfect, the grave cannot contain Him. It's like this impossibility. And so then Jesus just erupts out of death, and He wipes death out. fully divine, fully perfect. And that's the Jesus that we worship, and all around the world, a few billion Christians all gather to worship this Jesus, the supreme one. He's much, 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 much better than we can ever imagine. Much better. And that's all I've got to say about that.